You've selected the Family-Friendly Morning Show Podcast with John Baglio.
Is John Baglio up there?
John Baglio is here.
Is this John Baglio?
Yes, it is.
What happened, homie? What happened?
Is this Toby?
It's Toby, yeah.
Hey, man, you didn't sound quite like Toby there at first.
That was my professional voice.
Oh, you can turn that right off. We don't do that here. No, I'm kidding. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good.
It's really good.
It's really good to hear from you. I appreciate the time today.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for doing it.
We are 4 days from the release of Eye on It.
Yes. And I'm so pumped for people to get it, man.
It's pretty good, then, is what you're telling me?
I mean, I poured everything I have into it. So, awesome. You know, if you want to just brush it aside, that's up to you.
But no.
It was an absolute passionate labor of love. And literally, like, every song was handcrafted, handpicked. Been asking God to breathe things through me that are beyond me at every day, you know, and he's just faithful.
Let's cut right to the single, because I can tell by, and I will say that I have listened to the CD and I'm a huge fan, and you can tell the passion that goes into your work. Me Without You is one that we've been playing quite a bit. Set it up for me.
Me Without You came about because I sat down to actually write with a friend, and we were talking about, you know, we've written so many songs together, and from DC Talk to today, songs that talk about, you know, how God has, you know, kind of changed our lives and how walking with Him is of the utmost importance to us. Mm-hmm. We're transforming every day, and it's all because of this hope and this beautiful love that God has offered us. But very few times do we look back at maybe if our path had been a little different, if we hadn't met God, if God hadn't plucked us up and said, hey, you're mine. Mm. It would be pretty ugly for me. Sometimes I think you can't appreciate what you have in that relationship unless you're willing to look at what you'd be without it. So I just started naming all these things I'd be without God, and, you know, I'd be a mess, basically. Packing my bags when I need to stay. Chasing every breeze that blows my way. Building my kingdom just to watch it fade away.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I think we need a morning show version of that, you know, like getting up real early in the morning. What would I be without God? It would be rough. Got a couple of questions from listeners, too. I always like to let them sort of ask the questions. And you ready for this? From Brad. Brad wants to know about your golf game. He says he saw that you were shooting at Pebble Beach and sporting the Mac attire, and wants to know how your golf game is. If you had a chance to meet Tiger and share your faith with Tiger.
I did not have a chance to meet Tiger. I walked right next to him.
Did you?
He was walking out of a Port-a-John, and I was in line to use the Port-a-John, and that is the truth. I'm sorry you heard it here first. But and I looked at him, he looked at me, and he nodded at me. I did not shake a man's hand walking out of a Port-a-John knowing there's not a snake in there.
Right.
So I didn't really officially meet Tiger, but he gave me a nod.
Well, hey, that's better than nothing.
I didn't get a chance to share my faith with him. I did, however, you know, get to talk to a lot of people that week at Pebble Beach about the Lord at the AT&T tournament. And my partner, Kevin Streelman, who is my touring pro partner from Chicago, he's a strong believer, really loves the Lord. So it's nice to just fellowship with him and walk the fairways. And it was great, man. And Ricky Fowler, we played in the same group with Ricky Fowler. You know, that was great. He's a believer. Mr. Puma, Mr. Orange Shirt Puma, man. But, you know, golf is something I love. I'm making a slight swing change right now. I was getting a little, the people are really bored right now, but it was getting a little laid off. I'm trying to get a little more upright.
Okay.
And so there's where I am. I'm, man, a 6 handicap, moving to 7 maybe if I don't get this swing change done.
See, I'm impressed, and I don't even play golf. And so, you know, you could just keep on going. I'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Good. No, you'd fall asleep.
I'm wearing golf pants right now. Does that count for anything? I mean, that's
counts for a lot. Counts for a lot. Fashion. If you look good, that's half the thing, man.
Awesome. Hey, has school started for your kids?
It has, yeah.
How's that going so far?
It's going great, man. I mean, I wake up with them and help get them ready and get them out the door, eat breakfast with them. But the only difference is, you know, I do live that musician lifestyle where I'm getting off stage at midnight and going to bed at 2. So,
right.
So I mean, I got to admit to all you people out there, I mean, you're probably going to hate on me for this, but when they leave, I go back to bed.
Yeah.
for about a solid hour.
Uh-huh.
And that is the sweetest sleep around, man. It's like making interest at the bank, man. You go up there and there's no, nothing sweeter.
Now, you have five kids, right?
I do.
Okay.
And four of them go to one school.
Okay.
And then Truett, a.k.a. True Dog, just moved to middle school, so he's going to a different school now. So it's a new day for us, man. We had all of them at one school last year.
Truett's probably the one that we know the best from past CDs. And this one, he makes an appearance yet again, and I think his voice has changed.
I know people are like, is that you or him? And I'm like, you have to be a little more discerning because it's a little more subtle this time, the difference in me and him. Whereas before it was, you know,
it was pretty obvious.
A small child. Yeah.
Right.
So it's great, man. I mean, it was fun to do it. He did make an appearance on the CD and it was a last second kind of like Hail Mary. Like we have one day to do this and the label's going to come in and take the CD, but it ended up great. We always try to just depict father-son reality on all the tracks. And, you know, whether it's when he was 3 on my first CD, Momentum, or when he was 13 when he was working on this one. I mean, so he loves music. He wants to, you know, he borrows my computer and make, you know, gets on GarageBand or whatever and makes his own tracks. But he wanted to graduate to his own Mac and laptop and make his own beats and get Logic Pro and make music.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The whole song is about that, him trying to earn a Mac all summer and why he wanted to do it.
We are chatting with Toby Mac. Now, your other kids into music, I noticed you tweeted a video of Judah, who was singing Mighty to Save.
Savior, he can move the mountain. Oh, God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Shine your light out and let the whole world see.
They all love music
in
different ways. Moses loves to dance. Marley loves to sing and play piano. And
cool.
Leah loves to play drums. Truett likes to make beats. He's all into dubstep and all this. And Judah does love to sing. I mean, he'll walk around the house singing. You know, when I wake him up, say, get in the shower, boy. And I'll always hear him start singing. So, you know, it's great.
I do believe that the song Steal the Show, if I can just bring that one up, it's one of my other favorites on the project.
Yeah, Steal My Show came about because we'd have this thing called the cleanup song.
Yeah.
So when we're cleaning the kitchen, we bump it really loud in the kitchen. Everybody does their job, vacuum, sweep, wipe the tables down. You know, Truett does the dishes. We all have a job, and we work hard, and we play a song really loud. And, you know, whether it's an old school song or I get something out that I'm working on and just share it with my family, you know, whatever work I did that day in the studio. So Steal My Show came on a few times in a row, and I was putting Judah to bed, 5-year-old, and he's like, hey. He's like, Daddy, that song Steal My Show. He goes, how can someone steal a show? And I said, you know, I could just, in his mind, somebody's picking up a show and walking out with it.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, it's when four bands play one night and one band just kills it. And then he said, well, then why are you asking someone to steal your show? And I just said, Judah, Daddy's asking God to take his show. Daddy's asking God to steal his show and do something bigger with it than Daddy could ever do on his own.
TobyMac.com. I'm going to link to that on the morning show page if that's okay with you, sir.
That'd be great, sir.
And we'll make sure we have all the info up on Eye on It, which comes out Tuesday. So pumped for it. And as always, we love your music. We love your ministry. And there is no shortage of Toby Mac fans in West Michigan.
Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And bless you guys. And, man, thanks for serving right where you are, brother.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.